So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught, Ein me'idin ela ad shlesh yam. Edom can only testify that they saw the dead man within 3 days of his death. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Lo kol ha'adam, v'lo kol ha'mokom, v'lo kol ha'shoyishavim. Not all people, places, and times are the same. And therefore, we cannot apply the 3 day time frame in all cases. The Gemara inquires, Ibai lohu, Rabbi Yehuda l'kula palig, that under certain circumstances the body can be recognized even after more than 3 days, or l'chumra palig, that under certain circumstances the body can only be recognized in less than 3 days. This question is not resolved. However, the Gemara makes some distinctions regarding a body found in water, to which all agree, shani maya ditzamtsi, a body in water remains recognizable for a longer time, except hechadeka maka maya marzumaka. Where there is a wound, the water causes it to swell in less than 3 days. The Gemara also qualifies that a body in water can only be identified bishaite, within an hour of being brought ashore. But ishtahi, if it remained out of the water more than an hour, it becomes bloated and cannot be recognized. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, nafalamayim, if a person fell into water, bein sheyesh lehen saif, bein she'ein lehem saif, as the Gemara explains, it means whether a person can see all the banks of the body of water from where he's standing. There's a machlekes. The Tanna Kamma, which is Remeir, says, Ishtei Asura, because Remeir holds that a person can survive underwater for a few days, and he may have come out later. Amr Remeir, Ma'isa Be'echad Shenafal Bar HaGadol, Va'al Lachash Leishayam. Amr Rabbi Yisi argues with this and says, Ma'isa Besuma Sheyored Litval B'ma'ara V'yored Moishchei Achrav. A blind person and his guide entered a pool of water in a cave where a person is able to see every side of the pool. The show Kadesha Tetzin Nafsham, and they remained underwater long enough to die. V'yisu es nashaseim, and the Chachamim permitted the wives to remarry. Another such story, V'shuv Ma'isa Ba'asya, Be'echad Shashal Shaluhu Liyam, where a person is unable to see every side of the water from where he is standing. V'loy also Be'yodim El Raglai, only his leg was retrieved. Amr Chachamim min harkuvo lamala tinase. Since a person cannot survive such an injury, min harkuvo lamata loy tinase. Since a person can survive such an injury, and he may have come up at another place where those people were unable to see him. The Gemara relates an incident. Hahu gavr de tava ba'agma de samke. There was a person who drowned in a swamp in the place Samke, and Rav Shila permitted his wife to remarry. Rav said to Shmuel, let's put Rav Shila in Cherem, since this is a case of Maim She'en Lem Saif. Shmuel said, Nishlach Le'Beresh, let's first ask him about his decision. They sent him a question. Maim She'en Lem Saif, Ishte Asura or Muteris? Rav Shila responded, Asura. They sent him another question. Are the swamps of Samki Maim She'esh Lem Saif or Maim She'en Lem Saif? Rav Shila responded, Maim She'en Lem Saif. They sent him another question. Umar my taima avid hachi, why did you permit his wife to marry? He responded, mitza te'ina. I made a mistake and thought that the swamp is maim sheyesh lehem saif. Since they are gathered waters, a person can see when a person comes up. Velohi, but this is wrong, because there are waves that may carry a person far away. After this incident, Shmuel said about Rav, lo yu'una letzadik halavin, because he did not mistakenly place Rav Shila Cherem. And Rav said about Shmuel, v'teshua b'rev yoyetz, I was safe from that because I discussed it with Shmuel. The Gemara presents a teaching from Rav Ashi. When the Chacham said, Maim She'en Lehem Saif Ishtei Asura, it only applies to Inish the Alma, regular people, but by Tzura Dirabbanon Ishtei Muteris. Because if he comes out alive on a different bank of the water, people will talk about it and the word will spread. The Gemara concludes, V'lohi, Leishna Inish the Alma, V'leishna Tzura Dirabbanon, by both of them, the Evet In, if she already remarried, she may remain married to her second husband, but she may not initially get married. The Gemara proceeds to present various situations and discusses whether we can assume that he had died. The Gemara then relates the famous story of how the daughter of Nechunya Chayfer Shichin fell into a boil of water. When this was reported to Reb Chanina ben Daisa, Shorishayna Amalem Shalim, Shashniya Amalem Shalim, Shashlishas Amalem also, he said she came out of the water. When they asked Reb Chanina ben Daisa, Naviata, are you a prophet? He responded, Loi Navi Anoichi, Veloi Ben Navi Anoichi. Ela Davish HaTzadik Mesasik by Yechashel by Zarai? The Gemara concludes that nevertheless, the son of Nechunya Chayv Shichin died from thirst. Shakadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im svivav kechotasar, because Hashem is very exacting with those who are close to Him, as it says, svivav nisarim me'od. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, afilashamim min hanoshim oimris meis ish poloini dayu. If a person heard women saying that a certain man died, it is enough for him to be able to testify in court to permit the wife to marry. Rabbi Huda Omer, afilashamim min hatinoikos oimrim, hare anu holchim lisbait velikvor ish poloini, even if he merely heard children speaking of that person's funeral. The Mishnah continues, Bein shu miskaven u bein she'en miskaven. A person may use this as edus, whether the person talking intended to give edus, or whether the person was just talking without intent to give edus. If you heard ben bava aimer, it depends if the person talking is a yid or not. Be Yisrael afa pishu miskaven. Boivikachavim imhoi miskaven ein edus o edus. The Gemara asks how we rely on the conversation of the children. Vedimaloi azli, maybe they only thought there was a kvura. The Gemara answers, it's a case where the children said, we are coming from the funeral of that person. The Gemara asks that maybe it was a grasshopper that they referred to with that person's name. The Gemara answers that they said, they gave details that indicate that it was this person's funeral. The Mishnah said, the Gemara presents a machloikis. Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmul, he's only not believed if niskaven lahater, like if he said he's serious ishtoi, but he is believed if niskaven lahayid, like if he said may stam. This is also the opinion of Rish Lakish. However, Biyachin argues and says that an oivik uchavim is not believed whether niskaven lahater or niskaven lahayid. A non-Jew is only believed when he is masiach lefi tumay, relating in the course of conversation. The daf concludes with a number of stories where an Oivik HaChavim told of the death of a person, Masich Lefitumai, and based on that the Chacham ruled Muteres Lehinasei, she is permitted to marry. The discussion of Masich Lefitumai continues on the next daf.